I love the bumper sticker that says, no Jesus, N-O, then you have no peace. And then it says, if you know Jesus, K-N-O-W, then you will know peace. Ephesians chapter 2 reminds us that what real peace is and even the source of it. Peace is not the absence of problems, but it's the presence of God in the midst of our problems. Paul tells us that in verses 13 through 17. Let me read it to you. Now in Christ Jesus, you who are formerly afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body and to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who are far away and peace to those who are near. Three times Paul mentions the word peace in these verses. Number one, he says he himself is our peace. That's the source. God is. Number two, he says he came establishing peace. That was his mission. Peace between humans and God. And finally, number three, he came and preached peace. We are the recipients of that. When Jesus came and preached peace, these are the recipients. To you who are far away and peace to those who are near. This is really important that Paul uses these two phrases, those who are far and those who are near. They are good reminders that whether you are far or near, you still needed Jesus to bring us to God. Some people are born far from God. They were not raised in a Christian home. Some were from a country very antagonistic to the gospel. They needed Jesus to die for their sins to bring reconciliation between them and God. We see that clearly because they were far from God. The part we sometimes forget is that you could have been born in the church pew or in the choir loft, like I almost was, and hear about Jesus in your childhood and throughout your life, but make no mistake, no matter how close you think you were to Jesus, you still need Jesus's death on the cross to get you to God. The close are not close enough, regardless of how close you think you are. The far and the near can best be explained by a contest that prizes $1 million to anyone who can swim from Los Angeles to Hawaii. Let's say several great swimmers, the best swimmers in the world, entered to win the money. Obviously, we all know that all those swimmers will ultimately fail, but each one will try really, really hard. Some will get farther than others. Regardless of how far you get, though, you will never make it to Hawaii because you can't make it to Hawaii on your own swim stroke. Some are far away from Honolulu and some closer to it. Remember, it doesn't matter how far you swim, you can't make the swim. That distance needs outside help, a boat, a plane, it needs something. The distance from here to heaven is even farther than Honolulu and LA. No matter how hard you try, you do not have the capability to make it to heaven on your own. You need outside help. Enter Jesus. The far and the near all fail, but he came to get both groups to God. As Brennan Manning once said, the gospel declares that no matter how dutiful or prayerful we are, we can't save ourselves. What Jesus did was sufficient enough. In the article, Perfection Required for Acceptance at Stanford University, Brian Cowhout wrote, Stanford University ranks as one of the toughest schools to give an acceptance letter. The university recently updated their admission standards and stated that only 5% of applying students are accepted. In 2017, 42,497 students applied and only 2,140 were accepted. On their website, they give students realistic answers for their question, what is the academic standard to be accepted? An ACT score of 33 or higher will put you in the top 50% of applicants. However, the average score for accepted students is 35. The perfect score is 36. Accepted students will also need an average SAT score of 1520. That's out of 1600. An average GPA, ready for this? 4.18. That's out of a 4.0, plus a robust resume of extracurricular activities, leadership qualities, references, and recommendations. And of course, new students also have to pay Stanford $60,000 a year. Thank God he doesn't have the requirements of Stanford. The far don't have a shot, and the near aren't close enough. Because Jesus came, we all have the opportunity to get in, regardless of where we live, what we have done, or who we know. The far need Jesus, and the near need Jesus. Just remember, the one place that matters to be accepted is not Harvard, Yale, or even Stanford. It's heaven, and Jesus made that happen.